There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
My name's Poppy Hillstead.
I've got a splitting headache.
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Hang on. I don't want a normal bog standard opening for series 4, okay? Need something a bit more hardcore.
Give up for all the listeners living in Lincolnshire, Cleethorpes, Mablethorpe, Skegness, Skidworth, Grantham. Maybe not Grantham, actually. Actually, yeah, Grantham's fine because it's not your fault that Thatcher was born there. The original Poppy Hillstead. Well, big up, all right? Bog standard sex chat room. Fishing chat rooms, magic chat rooms, sci-fi chat rooms. Buss it. Break it down. Put your hands up where I can see them, like, genuinely. Please put your hands where I can see them. I don't know what you're up to. Stop fiddling with yourself. Beanie Babies chat room that have permanently banned me. Series 4. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Break it down. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Hardcore. The chat room's about anything. Faulty towers, don't know. Eric Idle, if you're out there, check. Touching yourselves. The original Poppy Hillstead, Louth Massive. Big shout out to Peter Levy from Look North. Pesci, baby. Real conversations reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat, series 4.
Okay, yeah, let's get on with it.
Yacht Club chat room. Yacht Club chat room. Yacht Club chat room.
I think you should leave.
Why? Also, like, how come you're the only one in here?
That's how I like it.
What, you like no one else being in the Yacht Club chat room?
Yes.
Okay, right.
I'm waiting for someone.
Who?
A friend.
What, have you been waiting for me?
No.
Okay, can I ask you something?
Would rather you not.
Why are you being all mardy with me? You're being so passive-aggressive, and I'm just trying to enjoy the yacht club. Is that too much to ask?
Get out.
What? Why?
Five.
Right.
Four.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Three.
Okay. Can you just stop 1 second? Please just tell me what I've done.
I don't need to explain.
You do. I deserve a reason on why I'm being forced to leave the yacht club. What have I done? Was it because I said about you being alone in here?
You are trying to sell me nudes.
What? No, I am not.
You were in here earlier.
No, I wasn't. What the hell? Captain Mash.
You were. Now, fuck off.
This is insane.
Look, you've changed your username, but I can still tell it's you by your language.
What language?
Get out. You're about to be kicked.
Okay, can I just ask something? Will you buy a picture of my ass off me for $3,000?
Leave!
Bloody hell, like, the start of series 4 and I'm immediately getting chucked out of places. Like, what, am I not good enough for the yacht club chat rooms? Maybe I should just stick to the scat ones. I know my place. You know what, scat? Scat was series 1, series 2. Series 3. This is series 4. You know, this is a sophisticated series. Here we go. Little philosophy chat room. Huh? I can ask the big questions. You know. Well, if the big questions are, like, about aliens. Because that's all I really want to talk about today.
Philosophy chat room.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah, can you give us a second? My mum's just ringing.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Wait. Hey, hello?
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, I'm back now.
Why did mummy ring?
Oh, I'm just a little sick.
Oh, what's wrong?
Had an operation.
On what?
On my penis.
Can I ask you a question, right? This may seem like super, super random.
Yeah, please.
I'm doing a study on if people believe in, like, aliens or not. Do you?
I don't have any explanation.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
If there were aliens, like, what do you reckon they'd look like?
Well, listen, right? If they look like you, then I love aliens.
Oh, if they look like me, you'd love aliens?
Yeah.
What if I look like an alien, though?
If you look like an alien, then the aliens are Miss Universe.
Right, so if aliens look like me, then aliens look like Miss Universe. Is that what you're saying? I don't know. What are you saying?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, tell me.
Can I?
Yeah, tell me.
I love you.
This is moving fast. Maybe you've got a high temperature because of your penis operation.
Oh, come on, I just said I love you. I didn't, like, ask you to marry me or anything.
Sorry, yeah. You're completely right.
Will you marry me?
Shall we have a little, alien wedding?
Yeah, on Mars. You know what? Like, come here. Looks like you need some oxygen. I could breathe it. Some oxygen into your mouth.
I don't need oxygen because I'm an alien. But a little mouth version of me could come out my mouth and breathe some oxygen into your mouth, if you like. Like in the film Aliens. I don't know if I'm making any sense, Michael.
Maybe it's the lack of oxygen.
Yes! Yeah, that's good.
My dear, can I ask you a question?
Yes, baby.
Do aliens like men who earn a lot of money?
Depends what type of alien.
What type of alien are you?
I'm a swabbler. What about you?
I don't know.
Come on, Michael. Come on.
A woff?
Oh, a woff? W-O-F, woff.
Yeah, can woff and swabblers be together?
Yeah, why not? You know what, Michael? You've actually given me an idea. And I'm going to leave now, but I hope your penis gets better.
Before you go, can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
Why do women talk more than men?
To who? What, each other?
Just answer the question.
What, have I talked too much?
Yeah, just answer the question.
You mean like women like to have a chat a bit more? Is that what you mean? I don't really
just
know.
Just answer the question, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a bit of a misconception? Do you mean like women finding it more easy to chat about their feelings and stuff than
just
men?
Answer it.
Like men are taught to suppress the feelings, aren't they? Is that what you're on about?
What? I know why women talk more than men.
Why?
Because they have two sets of lips. Hmm? Yeah?
I don't understand.
Yeah?
Don't understand.
Like the up lips and the down lips.
No, I don't understand that.
Like face lips and yeah, like lips that
Michael, I don't understand.
The pussy's lips.
No, I don't understand what you mean.
Like they're pussies. Like they have lips. Pussy lips.
I don't get it. Do you know what? I was feeling like a bit down on myself before. Uninspired. But yeah, talking to Michael just now is, wow, it's given me so many ideas, you know. Sci-fi, Miss Universe. I could create a kind of like sci-fi roleplay game that I could play with someone. Shall I do that? I think I'm gonna do that. Yeah. Oh, but first there's just one thing that I gotta do. One sec. First, let me just give myself a brand new username. Naughty Siren. Nice.
Yacht Club chat room.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Well, if you're struggling, you could always make the access hatch a bit bigger.
Do you want to see a picture of my access hatch? Will cost you $3,000.
Fuck off!
Real conversations reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Right, sci-fi roleplay. Let's get on with it.
Hi.
Hello, Clodvig 82.
Random question. Are you horny or no?
I am, but are you ready to see if you can get through my sci-fi themed roleplay game? It's text-based.
Okay. I read a lot of sci-fi.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Do you understand the concept? So basically, I'll tell you a story and then you decide your actions, okay? It's like a choose-your-own-adventure. The whole story takes place on a luxury space cruise ship. Now, there's just one way to win the game, okay? And that is one way only. And that is that you cannot piss off any of the other characters. You can't offend them. Do you know what I mean? If you do, it'll result in your death. Do you get me? You've got to take this really seriously.
Hmm. Okay, I got it.
Yeah? Okay, shall we start?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, so you're a celebrity bodyguard working on a luxury, state-of-the-art space cruise ship called the SS Idol. A huge, towering space Titanic, slowly floating through the cosmos. Now, the SS Idol is hosting a very, very important event this evening. It's hosting the finals of Miss Intergalactic Universe, the biggest beauty pageant in the solar system. Every sexy alien from every sexy planet has entered. Aww. And we're down to the last five contestants. It's a big fucking deal. Are you with me?
Yes.
So, as I mentioned before, you're a celebrity bodyguard. The celebrity you're bodyguarding tonight is Miss Intergalactic Universe's most hated judge. The infamous Larry Wormhole. A small, scroty old alien. He's one of them professional twat judges, right? That you see on the telly. You stand backstage with him. It's nearly showtime. Larry is handed a cocktail by a runner and he takes a sip. Claude Vig 82. Larry sighs. I'm not a bad guy at heart, you know that, right? I'm just one of them professional twat judges. In reality, I hate slagging people off, really. After this final intergalactic universe, I'm definitely retiring. I just want to live out my final days on my home planet, the planet Twipe. Claude Vig 82, what do you say to him?
I say, sir, you need to do what you want to do. I'll always be by your side.
Brilliant, yeah. Larry smiles at you. He's fond of you. Larry takes another sip of his cocktail and immediately starts choking. Oh my God, Claude Vig 82, he's turning blue. Come on, what are you going to do?
I scream for help and ask if there's a dick nearby.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. That's auto-corrected.
Larry is furious. This is neither the time or the place. I'm dying, he spits. Maybe later.
I meant to scream if there's a doc nearby, like a doctor. It auto-corrected.
Claude Vig 82, right, it seems like something is lodged in Larry's throat. What are you going to do? Come on!
Okay. Maybe push on his chest, see if he spits something out.
You try and push on his chest, and it instantly shatters his ribs.
Oh no, why?
Aliens from the planet Twipe are known for having very, 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 very weak ribs, okay? He's instantly dead, mate. He was so tiny and frail. I should have explained that before, really. Yeah, he was so, so small. You must be gutted.
Can I try again, but push very lightly?
No, he's dead. What's going through your mind right now?
Mostly, damn, I've completely fucked up my job. I want him back. I'm worried about the future.
The runner comes backstage and she stops in her tracks. Her mouth drops open as she sees you kneeling on the floor, covered in Larry's green blood. There's green blood up the walls. It's all over. It's all over your face. Oh my God, she gasps. What the hell has happened to Larry? It's like someone's intentionally, like, crushed him or something. He was so tiny. Why would somebody do something like this? Oh God, Claude Vig 82, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't tell her that you murdered him. You're supposed to be his bodyguard.
I'm sticking to the truth. There's security cameras all around. You didn't see what happened. It wasn't murder. I tried to save him by pressing his chest. It wasn't murder. Why would I murder my best friend?
Yeah, wow. Okay, yeah, the runner's kind of freaked out by some of the stuff that you've just said there. Okay, she says. She seems scared and her eyes are darting around all over the place. I don't know what to do. It's literally like 1 minute until showtime. We desperately need a twat judge to judge the Miss Intergalactic Universe pageant. Can you do it, Claude Vig 82? Can you take Larry's place? Otherwise, I'm going to have to instantly get the police involved immediately.
Yes, of course. Of course I can do that. Anything to make things easier.
Brilliant. The runner's hands are shaking as she passes you some clothes. So, change into the suit, and yeah, I bet you've heard Larry practicing the opening number like thousands of times, haven't you? I bet you know all the lyrics by now. It should be easy.
I guess so, yes, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. The runner holds her hands to her head. Oh my God. Larry always performs the opening number at the start. It's become a tradition. There's a band in everything. You're just going to have to make it up as you go along, okay?
Okay. Okay, yes.
You quickly change into a sparkly suit and the runner pushes you out into the spotlight, into stony, cold silence. A crowd of thousands of aliens, all different shapes and sizes, have their weird fucked up eyes on you. To your left, you glance at a band of small, furry aliens. You know, I'm on about like bargain bin Ewoks. They hold up their instruments and they're looking at you, waiting for you to start singing.
I will try my best.
There's feedback on the microphone. Just make up an opening song, the runner manically whispers from off stage. Say about Miss Intergalactic Universe and make sure to list all of the planets. Don't offend anybody.
Shall I try and list the planets that I know?
The runner whispers. You've just got to make up the whole opening song, okay? You just make up some planets and hopefully you'll get them right. The audience continue to stare at you.
I ignore the runner and step towards the band.
The audience sit in silence, watching you as your footsteps echo around the venue.
I whisper to the band, can you guys just play any music in the background and I'll just bring on the finalists?
Nope, the band say.
Okay. I go back to the spotlight.
The audience silently watch you as you walk back.
Okay, I'll try an opening song.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, Earth. I mean, hello, Universe. Mars, Saturn, Jupiter. Welcome to all my alien friends. Have you had fun today? Are you from Mars? Come to see some ladies today. Maybe you can find yourself an alien girlfriend tonight. A pretty Mercury, she will be the light. Hello, universe. Hello to the stars. Welcome to Miss Intergalactic Universe, where dreams do come true.
Wow. One little alien audience member stands up and does a slow clap, followed by another, and then another, and then another. They fucking love it, Ludwig 82. They erupt with applause.
Let's bring on the finalists so I can judge them.
Okay, yes, straight in there. Okay, the lights dim. You wander off stage and you sit with the two other judges. A Wookiee woman type thing, and then like some weird pigman creature. Music starts and the finalists of Miss Intergalactic Universe walk on. First up we have Swabbler from the planet Swab. She waddles away down the catwalk, you know, standard grey alien. Grey, tall, you know, got a little bikini on. What do you think of her?
Too boring. We can hold out for something better.
Audience clap, yeah. They completely agree with you there. Okay, second contestant, Galaxia. Yeah, from the planet Thrillatron. She basically looks like a hot, 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 hot woman. Proper curvy, great tits and ass. Only thing that makes her a little bit alien-y is like two little antennae, and she's green. She winks at you and she blows you a kiss.
I say, trying to seduce a judge will get you nowhere.
Whoa, okay, yeah, the audience are freaked out. Galaxia may look like she's 30-odd, but she's actually very, very young in Frillatron years. That's just what they look like. Yeah, inappropriate comment. A couple of Frillatrons in the crowd, they get up and leave, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Moving on, okay, finally we have Princess Rocket from the planet Rock. It's just a rock with a tiara on. Yeah, it's literally kicked down the runway. What's up?
I'm not sure how to comment.
It's just a rock. Comment however you like. I mean, you need to choose a winner, remember?
Okay, I'd say you could have put in a bit more effort, but thank you for participating.
The audience start muttering. Why? Shouts one tiny alien.
It's done really well and come in third place. But winner is Swobbler with first place.
I think the audience needs more reasoning for why you send him Rocket home.
I say, it's done very well to get this far, but out of everyone, it's the worst looking.
The audience are silent before slowly, one by one, launching into boos and shrieks of disgust. Clodvig 82. She was the princess of Planet Rock. She's royalty.
Okay, this isn't good. I shout, please, listen.
Suddenly, you get a very sharp blow to the back of your head and everything cuts to black. You awake to the sound of cheers as you find yourself draped over the judging panel, your head gushing with blood. Next to you lies a blood-stained rock with a crown and a little moustache. The King of Planet Rock and Princess Rocket's dad has launched himself at you, and you lose consciousness and die. I'm sorry.
Whoa. He threw himself at me.
Yeah, baby.
Good for him.
Real conversations reenacted for you. Poppy Ulstead has entered the chat. What do I usually do at the end of the episode? I can't actually remember. Do I ask what we've learned? Because it's nothing, is it? What have we learned? Come follow me on Instagram if you want, at Poppy Ulstead. And yeah, big up to my patrons.
Finn, Matt Holland, Gav Cross, Shazad.
Listen, my patrons. Yeah, tried to speed that up, but didn't work. How do I end? How do I end an episode? Can't remember. Just gonna see you later. See you next time. Bye. Do I say that?
Rachel Jenk, Richard Cox, Coatsworth, Andy Schroeder, Sarah Hillary. Nicholas Pearson, Jarl the Puppet of Rosen, Carl Branson, Ewan Whale.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.